Okay, turn up your radio. Time to pay attention because the doctor is in the house. Dr. Lori Puterbaugh, hello.
Hey, Jamie, how are you today?
Wonderful. Ready to communicate with you.
We are going to communicate.
Now, are you talking about communication as far as like us guys because we're horrible communicators?
Oh, and there's a myth that women are so much better at communicating than men, which mostly means that we drown you with words. We just open our mouths and let words pour out until you just acquiesce and just shut up and do what we want to make us stop talking. That's not the same as communicating well for understanding purposes, which is...
And there you go again with that word, understanding.
The you word. The point of communication is to enter into a deeper understanding with the other person. If you're not listening to what the other person's saying with your, the most important thing when you're communicating with somebody and you're listening to them has to be understanding how they feel, understanding their thought process, and understanding what that whole experience is like for them, which means being completely focused on them, their expressions, the tone of their voice, the words they're using, the emotions they're trying to express.
Body language.
Body language, if you're able to see them.
What do I say or should I ask things?
Asking questions and, you know, a silence is not a bad thing. I know on the radio, we don't want to have like a little thoughtful gap for reflection. But in real life, a silence gives people, both people, a chance to kind of collect themselves and think about what's just been said. And the best thing we can do when we're trying to understand people is ask questions. Stay away from the why word until you're really good at using it, because why puts people on the spot. Well, why do you feel that way? Well, you know, I have to come up with a really good reason to feel this way. Instead of, you know, even if you said something like, help me understand what happened at work that got you that upset. If somebody comes home from work and they're just venting about work, help me understand. Not like, well, why would you get upset about that? I mean, those are two different ways of trying to elicit information. And the person who you say in a questioning tone, help me understand.
So I've asked some questions, been paying attention to their body language and their emotion, their mood. I still may not have the big picture or still may not know quite what to say. So is less sometimes more here?
Fixing is bad. Okay.
But I'm a guy.
You're a guy.
I can fix it.
Yeah. You know, if there's times when you need to fix it and people will let you know, they'll say, what should I do? And I think first you ask questions. Well, what have you thought about doing? You know, what have you considered? What do you think might work? Elicit information. If you're not really sure what to say, at least reflect something back that lets you, the other person, know you're trying to understand how they feel.
Repeat kind of some things that they said.
And give a
feeling. So they'll know that, okay, he heard what I said.
And throw out a feeling word. A feeling word like, you know, you seem really frustrated, or I don't really understand completely what happened, but I can see how frustrating this was for you.
Acknowledging
the emotion. Because when people don't feel like you get their emotion, they're going to keep ramping it up.
Until you do.
Because apparently you don't understand how upset I am. I need to kick it up another New Jersey notch just to make sure that Jamie gets it.
No.
And whereas if you can tune in, with few exceptions, and there are people who do have psychiatric problems where that wouldn't be the wise thing to do. Mm. But for most purposes, if somebody feels like you get them emotionally, you can get a lot of wiggle room on not understanding the logic.
So I'm picking up what you're laying down. I like it. What's my expectation in putting this in a good practice and become mastering it? I mean, is this something that takes years of practice? And
I think it takes stopping having it, what we're all instinctively do, which is we kind of tend to make it about us. What do I say next? And if you can truly make that listening all about the other person is the most important person in the room and understanding them is your main job, it will not be hard for you at all.
Dr. Lori, the great communicator. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jamie.
No, you are. If people need to reach you, balancedlifestylecoaching.com.
Right.
Or 727-559-0863.